Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. I got a red wine tonight. So we are coming to you from Jared, where are you at?
Dallas, Texas.
All right, I'm headed to Dallas in the morning.
Are you?
Yeah, my son's a civil engineer in Denton.
Okay, all right, just up the road.
Yeah, well, he lives in Victory Park. He lives downtown, but
okay,
that's
even closer. So I'm just north of there. So we are in the same hood.
Gotcha. Randy's coming from South Dakota, and I'm currently up in here, Vancouver, Washington, out in the Pacific time zone. So
I'm guessing I got the coldest weather.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, probably, but we've had some stuff the last few days. It's been crazy. We've been dealing with, you know, teens and 20s as a low out of nowhere, and it was 80 a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow. Well, Vancouver's been the warm spot, so good. We're going to thank Boyd's Wine and Spirits, Mount Rushmore Road, Rapid City, South Dakota, for their unwavering support of Dentists, Implants, and Worms since episode number one. If you are out at Mount Rushmore and you are checking out Western South Dakota, stop in at Boyd's Wine and Spirits and see the bourbon selection, the growler station, and the fine wines he has available there. So, on the show tonight, we have Jared Parente from Dental Warranty. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited to catch up. It's been some time. We were just reminiscing about just the lapsed, you know, space that's been here for a while. So it's good to catch up and reconnect with some familiar faces.
Well, yeah, I was reminded that Doc Sanderson brought you out to Arizona a while back, pre-Rona, I believe, and lots of things get lost during the Rona, but I think we find them all over time. So tell us about your company.
For sure. Absolutely. So essentially we're like Apple Care for teeth. And so we partner up with practices and kind of take the way that they stand behind their care to a totally different level that would be difficult to do on their own. So, I mean, like any good dentist, and you can vouch for this, stands behind your care, right? You just do. It's the right thing to do. And just so happens that depending on the procedure, there's a lot of stuff that can happen in between that's outside of your control as a practitioner and even the patient sometimes. Life happens, right? And so we bring a structured program in where for 6 years, no matter what happens, the patient can come back in and get repaired or retreated for no cost. And we pay the practice up to full original fee to do that. And then the protection plans follow the patient wherever they go. So if they move away, travel, and can't come back to you, they're good anywhere they go as well. So, you know, in short, you know, we work real hard to keep the world smiling, keep people smiling, and to keep our practices smiling at the same time. So it's an even playing field, and you know, you can know that no matter what happens, it's going to be a beneficial, positive outcome for everybody involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So tell us a little more. Like, is this something that the patient purchases through the dentist or through you? How does that work?
So it stays directly with the practice, and so we're kind of the engine under the hood. So we've got an arrangement in place with our docs, with our practices, that essentially it lays out what we will do if X, Y, or Z happens over that 6 year term. You're going to go ahead and just take care of the patient. In fact, we really don't try to get in between that at all. We're just kind of powering things up in the background. And the only time we really get involved is whenever if the patient's, you know, moved away and they're trying to get situated and use the benefits with a new dentist, that's where we'll help to kind of orchestrate that. But that's another part of the beauty of the way that this works, is that it allows you to be at the forefront and at the center of it all. And you know, we're kind of just your service partner on the side that kind of helps some magic happen, you know, and gives them a little bit of extra benefit along the way.
So let's
walk through a scenario. Like, so Mrs. Jones gets a 4-unit bridge, you know, and let's say it's $4,000 or whatever. And so you seat the bridge that day, and you're pretty proud of it. And you say, well, this is never going to break Mrs. Jones, but then go from there. What are we doing? Are we saying, you know, you can buy this coverage, it will replace this bridge, or just go from there?
So it's pretty simple. Just like most things with treatment presentation, right? It's fewer selective, you know, ways to say it is better. And so that's part of the value that we bring to the table. So all of our practices get a dedicated success kind of coach that will work with your team to help you work it into your treatment presentation, to get it lined up the way it needs to be. So, because there is, I mean, really the most important part about putting this in place in your practice is not so much what you say matters, but the timing of it is really important. So not waiting until after the fact, after the patient's already made the decision or not to move forward with treatment. On the front end, presenting it right alongside the procedures, and it adds to the entire value and what it is that they're getting. And so you would present it something like this. You know, this is the bridge that we recommend. We do a phenomenal job. Doctor's an amazing job. We predicted it to last a long time. We use the best labs. In fact, we make available to all of our patients a 6-year nationwide coverage protection plan, so that even if, you know, you have an incident, you break it, or something happens down the road, or you move away and can't come back to us, you'll be able to get it taken care of, repaired, replaced, for no charge. Here's your total, and that includes your protection plan. It's pretty much that simple.
Rough idea. So the patient pays it.
Correct.
And no fee to the dentist?
No. In fact, the only thing that we ever charge is a one-time startup in the beginning. And, you know, of course, for listeners of your podcast, we'll shoot you guys an awesome deal on that. But nothing from there. And in fact, it can be a profit center for the practice if you want it to be. So essentially, when we get started together, you're going to choose the retail pricing of the protection plan to your patients. And that number is normally 12% of your standard fee, of your office fee, of what's being covered. Dental warranty is gonna collect 10% of that to back it all, and to pay on claims, et cetera. So however you've chosen to price that, you can do really whatever you want. I mean, between 10% if you're not interested in that profit up front, up to 15%. It's really up to you and kind of what you're looking for in the program. So there's an opportunity to make some additional revenue up front as well, if that's of interest.
So if you, Miss Jones comes in, sees me, I recommend $1,000 crown, and I'm going to make a couple percent. So it's going to cost her $120 to cover her crown for the next 6 years, no matter where she goes.
Right. You got it.
Now, it'll only cover up to that $1,000 that she paid for it?
Correct. So up to the original treatment value. So the cool thing is, though, is if you end up using it, you know, Ms. Jones won't have to pay for another crown, but she can opt to protect that replacement crown so that you would only pay the $120 for the next round of protection. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see. So say I did a crappy crown and it broke, and she'd moved to Vermilion, South Dakota, and found this country dentist out there that had a CEREC thing. And he's like, "Miss Jones, I can fix your tooth all, you know, today." And she says, well, hey, I've got this, I bought this dental warranty, you know, back in Arizona. And what can you do with this? What does Randy do with that when someone presents him like that? Maybe he's never heard of dental warranty before.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we do our very best to make it clear as far as how that claims process can be initiated. And again, success coaches will get involved and help be the liaison between the new practice and the old. And it generally works out pretty well. In most cases, just because that happens pretty quick, the new dentist that they've just never heard of us before will just collect from the patient. They'll pay out of pocket. And then that's when we would actually reimburse the patient directly. That's the only time that we do that. Other than that, we're paying the dentist.
So the dentist would need to sign up with you, though? Would he?
They don't.
Actually. No, they don't.
Most end up doing it, but that's not a requirement. They don't have to go to one of our partner practices to use it.
So say Randy charges $1,100 for his crown and I charged $1,000. She'd have $100 out of pocket if she went to Randy?
Right, right.
And if she wanted to, warranty Randy's crown, it'd be then an additional $120 or whatever. So then it would be whatever it is off of that.
Another 10%.
Yeah. Then that doctor would have to be a member.
Right. Correct. Yeah. So if they want to get the coverage, we do have to have a working agreement with that practice.
So
this raises another interesting point real quick. Sorry to cut you off, Randy. This will be
Let's
quick.
Go ahead.
The flexibility of the program is really cool too. So whether it's locally or they moved away, if they, let's say you have a crown that broke off of the gum line and you're doing an extraction and an implant at that point, you're not doing the same procedure again. The value of the you know, protection plan can be put towards whatever that next step treatment is, whether that's with you or with a local specialist, whatever it may be.
So if Randy sees my tooth and's like, I don't know what that guy was doing. It needs extraction and an implant, not a damn crown. They could apply the $1,000 towards that whole process.
Exactly.
Yeah. Seems like
so.
It.
Who is there? Some conflict sometimes on what maybe. New dentist, Dentist B says, this crown or bridge needs to be replaced. You broke a little porcelain off, and maybe dental warranty says, you know what, that doesn't need to be replaced. It's not an essential part of the bridge. You know, it's a little aesthetic chip. It's not a functional problem. I mean, who gets to make the call on what needs replacing or repairing, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, we try to make this as simple as possible without creating a bunch of loopholes and hoops to jump through to work your claims process. I mean, we pride ourselves on being kind of the anti-dental insurance experience when it comes to, you know, because I think initially it's easy to throw everybody in our world in the same boat. And is it going to be a pain in the ass to work with you on claims? And I can tell you how hard we work to make that completely different from what you might have experienced there. So, you know, we designed the program in a simple way. We're really checking for things that are clear and very obvious. So we're looking for, you know, basic signs of any fraud where it's like you didn't replay or do anything that you said you did, you know, obvious things like that. And then very clear malpractice kinds of stuff where it's like just obvious that it was, you know, your fault as the clinician. So again, few and far between things like that, but we got to do our due diligence on and check for. But we aren't going to get into the tit for tat as far as functionality, with the exception of a few, you know, guidelines as far as what this is designed to cover and what it's not. And so that's going to revolve around like purely cosmetic preference kinds of stuff. So it's an example would be the patient signs off on their shade. They get it all done and then they don't like it anymore. They don't like the shade. That's not what this is intended for, that kind of thing.
What's the process? Like, do I need to send you an x-ray or a clinical photo, or like what's that process look like to get a claim started?
Yeah, so we ask for just the normal stuff that you're going to be gathering through the course of treatment. So we'll ask for pre post op photos, unless it's, you know, a filling where you're not really taking post ops unless there's a reason to. And then clinical notes, just a little snippet, and then a copy of the ledger that shows that there's, you know, a monetary exchange, or you know, something that represents that on the ledger. And then that's it. We will ask in certain cases for an implant case, for more stuff that's involved there. You know, like whether you use surgical guides and more about the case planning. And, if you used a scan, you know, as opposed to just your typical x-rays but yeah, we try to keep it simple again and look for the obvious things to make sure that what you're saying is what happened and that it kind of clears all the terms you got in place.
How many dentists across the country are signed up for you, or if you're willing?
Yes, to help. So we brought in on close to a few thousand dentists, you know, varying levels of participating in activity. Yeah, we've had some healthy growth over the years, and more and more as you know, I look at this as kind of the collision of consumerism and healthcare, and it's kind of fascinating to see that happen faster and faster. Just you know, practicing needing to put that hat on in order to be competitive and be attractive and build loyalty with patients. And so, looking at what we offer is a compelling tool to help, you know, keep patients around, keep them happy, keep them bonded to you through the whole experience. It does a lot to really help that. And actually, there are more things we haven't touched on yet that help patients come back in and do their part for their continuing care and hygiene. That is part of the program, that they've got to come back in on the schedule that you prescribe to keep their coverage active.
How many people work for you?
So we've got just under 20. We're in the teens.
Oh wow, that's
how long have you been around?
Since 2010, 2009, okay. End of 2009.
All right.
Yeah,
and like all areas of dentistry, like dentures. I mean, what constitutes a failing denture? I guess is it. So like an insurance company covers a denture after 5 years, you know, just because they start getting loose and everything. What does loose dentures fall into it, or is it broken dentures that aren't repairable, or, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, again, you know, denture relines and that kind of thing are one of the very few, you know, restrictions that we don't cover that.
Sure.
You wouldn't warranty something like that. But for the most part, if it can break or fail in the mouth, it's eligible to be okay. Covered. So the only stuff that we really don't touch is you know, like ortho, other than the retainer. You know, it's logical things that don't really have a material element to it.
Hey, you know, I think that's a pretty good idea to warranty your denture, because, or your retainer, because, man, they lose those damn retainers all the damn time. You know, and if it's 10%, you know, like it might only be 10, 12 bucks or 20 bucks to warranty a retainer. Like if I was an orthodontist, I'd be doing that deal all day long.
Oh, it yeah, ends up being a huge win for everybody.
Well, what's on the future for you? Like you're just trying to spread the word, get, how'd you run into Doc Sanderson?
So we met through the Crown Council and also through BioHorizons generally, and just got to know each other and you know, he works for us, you know, the director of clinical research in a kind of a part-time capacity and gets involved in certain case review. And that's actually a big part of our future and an answer to your question. So there's a huge opportunity for us to leverage the information that we're collecting. We've got a lot of data and a really fascinating closed loop of stuff that really nobody else has in dentistry to the, you know, to the level that we do. We know a lot about what can happen full circle and what to do about it. So that our future is going to be deeply seated in leveraging that to add more value, to connect providers with the right types of continuing education and focus so that they can course correct if they've got an issue with a part of their practice, and really highlighting how we can help drive better outcomes and better dentistry over time.
Yeah, that's
so you have dentists reviewing the cases then, Mike Sanderson. Is that how I understood that?
We do when needed. Again, we have a typical claims adjudication process with a department who is mostly looking at it in terms of the terms and conditions of the protection plan. With exception of some clinical things that we've got to keep our eye on. And then if there is a really big question mark on something clinical, or let's say that we make a call at a claim or something's denied, then our dentists, our practices do have the ability to say, hey, I don't agree with that initial decision. And then we'll get a peer panel involved and have some discussion going and see how we can get to a good middle ground.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. I don't know a lot of other dentists that are as honest and ethical as Sanderson. So that should that's a great place to start. We have extended warranties on all sorts of things, you know, whether it's cars or appliances. You know, Best Buy is always trying to get you to do those things, and everybody weighs their, you know, the cost benefit analysis in their own minds of how they want to go. Right. And I know that I generally get one on my car, and you just never know what is going to go on. And I've used it before, and it's nice to have when you have it. And everybody's going to have a different threshold of what they want to do. But I think that, so I'm going to get a little more pointed to, will your, have you dived into the full arch implant world? Like, you know, the $25,000 and stuff like that. Like, what's your experience been with that so far?
Yes, and that's constantly evolving. I think that's a big part of our program that we're going to be continuing to focus on a lot, so that we can kind of do a balance of, okay, you know, how can we expand and kind of tailor the coverage to those types of cases so that, it's a better experience and more value there, because it applies differently, right? At the same time, there's also a greater margin for error and issue with folks that are perhaps just getting into it and need to get more under their belt. So we've got to make sure that we're taking care of, you know, the company as a collective, so we can keep doing what we're doing while seeing how much value we can push and help. An example of that would be, for a long time, the terms were pretty clear that there had to be some damage or something happen with the specific procedure or unit itself, not necessarily like the underlying. So when you talk about, you know, implant supported dentures, if you had an implant fail, but then you had to do either some work on the denture or redo the denture entirely, for a while it was just like, okay, you know, coverage would apply for the implant because that's what actually failed. But nothing really happened to the denture itself. So we've adapted that and expanded that to be able to offer more value. And so now we've got some clauses and things built in where if an implant fails but nothing was wrong with the denture, we're gonna provide $3,000 in ARGE to go towards the replacement of that denture. So again, looking for ways that we can do more and have it feel like a better experience while taking care of the program as a whole.
You know, that that full arch implants, whether it's fixed or removable, has a lot of working pieces in there, and you gotta surgical phase, you got a prosthetic yep. phase, and at the end, they're both interchangeable. I mean, they're both part of the same system. And I think, you know, I'm sure that that will evolve and change as it goes over, you know, over time. You know, like I'm, I couldn't imagine trying to set up that plan to figure out which way to, you know, what works best, you know, because everybody needs to be taken care of, and you know, you need to make a little money and stuff. So, I think it's a great service. I think it's a great service for those big implant cases. Like I look forward to seeing you at Voices of Dentistry. Thank you for being our lead sponsor for Voices. Like that's very kind. I think
I guarantee you're gonna have a good time.
Oh, you're gonna have a great time. Like it's one of those meetings where I don't have to tell you like you're gonna have a good ROI or you're gonna have a great time. Like I already know those things. So I think the dentists that come to Voices are real, like are real everyday dentists. And you know, maybe some of us on stage are a little retarded, but I think that the majority of the people are, and I think people have been tired of being cooped up too.
A lot of stir crazy.
Yeah, you know,
I have a question. So, is every dentist charged the same? But if they like, you get a new dentist out of school that doesn't know what the hell he's doing and he's screwing stuff up right and left, or versus a dentist who's been out 25 years and you know pretty good at what he does, and what if you have a dentist who's just repeatedly getting claims on him? I mean, do you eventually say, hey, what the hell are you doing? Or how's it? Does any of that take part? Is that part of any of your decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, more ways that we've evolved over time. And so we've put in place kind of a dynamic system for how we price the program to the practice and if needed, what we call claims reimbursement terms or modified reimbursement arrangements in those odd cases where we just have an oversized amount of outflow on claims. And so again, we always look to give it some time, and every practice comes in at the beginning at the same price. So we don't look at it that way initially. Everyone comes in at 10%. And then for the first 2 years, as we see trends start to get solidified, we'll leave the pricing as is. And then we actually index. We have a nationwide utilization index that scores claims on an even playing field across every dentist that's part of our program. And then everyone's assigned a utilization group based off of the percentile that you fall into. So it's A, B, C, D. And as you go from A to B to C, if you do, hopefully not, but if you do, then we've got a structure for increasing a point or two on the pricing. And then if we get into the real high levels of C, the D group, then we start looking at what we call shared claims reimbursement or shared arrangements where, you know, perhaps dental warranty is going to do 75% and you're going to absorb 25% and so on, if that makes sense. But we do that until we can course correct, turn things around, and then hopefully get back to kind of the normal schedule of things. And we do that as, proactively as possible. So it ends up being a positive thing we're working on together, if at all possible, to get things smoothly running again.
A little hint for them to step up their game, huh?
Right. And again, you know, really looking forward to how and where we're going to develop our programs for, you know, bringing in guys like you. And we'll talk more about this. I'd love to have you guys be more of a part of this, to where we can steer people, you know, steer docs if they need better hands-on training, more education, the right types of mentors so that they can get there. That's really what we're interested in. Not so much saying, okay, you know, from a monetary standpoint, we can't do this anymore. It's more or less, okay, where can we help? Where can we help steer so that you can get on a better path and have better outcomes, happier patients. And as a result of that, all of us will be happier and running better business together.
Sure.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I look, you're going to have a booth and such. We got all sorts of swag and things. Like we got all sorts of stuff at Voices for you. We're looking forward to seeing you and hearing more about it. I think you're going to have got a good room full of vendors and got some great people on stage. And this meeting inherently is, I don't know why people wait till the last minute to register, but like it's come fast and furious over the last week. So it's going to be a great meeting. I would anticipate 200 plus people are going to be at this. So it's going to be well, we're 2 weeks out and I think we're at 179 or 180. So it'll be,
that jumped.
Yeah, I did. You know, like, and the room block is close to being full. So it, you know, we'll get this out as soon as possible too. So, but yeah, you're going to have a great time at Voices. Yeah. And again,
yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Again, very excited.
You bet. Looking forward to it and happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, Randy and I will be manning the Dennis Implants and Worms booth, and there's rumored to we've got Cold Fireball on hand and so forth.
There you go.
So I always offer the warning that you should double up on a dosage of Prilosec a week prior to Voices of Dentistry, because Fireball just kind of eats up your stomach.
Yeah, you should get your system used to it for sure. Do a little bit of training.
A little word to the wise.
Yeah. So
okay, I'll get to work.
Well, Jared, thanks for coming on the podcast. We'll get this out before
thanks,
the
guys.
And we appreciate you being a sponsor, and we look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Appreciate it, guys. Looking forward to it.
All right.
We'll see you in person in a couple weeks.
Yeah, from Dennis Implants and Worms. We will see you at the next podcast, and we'll see you at Voices of Dentistry. Take care.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.